Well, when you look at this Boston team, what do you expect from them as you see them for the first time here tonight after watching their last couple of wins already this week?
So there's things that the Boston Bruins have done, you know, for the last 20 years, and that's still there, but their game has changed, as a lot of teams have, with the young players coming in, dynamic, real quick transition team, lots of short passes, lots of good support. So it's the NHL game that you see now, right? A lot of quickness, good solid back end. They can move the puck, they can get up into the plays, and see a lot of that style in the East, I think, a little bit more. Real quick counterattacks, real quick on the pucks, real close support, and a lot of short area plays.
Speed, kind of the importance for some of their guys, especially on the back end, those right. younger guys?
So all of them, and when we're talking about the National Hockey League, great, we've got young defensemen coming into the game that can jump into the hole, break the puck out quick. It's not a grind and bang game all the time anymore. What you do with it on first touch, can you put it on somebody's tape? They've got a bunch of guys and young guys back there that can handle that.
Thoughts on going with Connor again here tonight in goal?
He just feels strong, feels good about his game. His place is fairly close to home for him in terms of his minor hockey, and just wanted to keep rolling. I think we looked at splitting these last two games here with our goaltenders, but just felt he was right, feeling good. Off a non-skate day for us yesterday, he was in the best position to play his game.
Guys ever ask you to play in specific games, or do you look at that at all?
Nope.
This level anyway.
No, I've never had somebody come and say, "Hey, coach, this one's a really big one for me. Can you put me in a lineup?" The answer's a really big one for us, too, and you're sitting out. So, no, I haven't had it. That's never happened.
Have you put Ehlers and Connor back where they were before?
All part of the mystery of the game, isn't it? But I like the way we finished. One of the things that's happened with Kyle Connor is his first game that when we brought him back up was against Minnesota, and he played with Little and Patty, and they really had a hard time moving the puck. But he's a completely different player in my mind now. And when he went with that line, it was good. He's got a different kind of speed than Nicky's. Nicky's, so much of his speed is with the puck, and it's dynamic. Kyle is more straight line, and what he does well now is he gets in and gets on it, and he's on the puck, and that wasn't there last year, and it's all part of the growing process. So if we leave it here tonight, that's what we're looking for that kind of, he's 20 years old, so he the maturity in his game to just play the game that he's capable of playing, and so we certainly wouldn't mind taking a look at it.
Paul, how much has Blake grown as a leader since you've been here?
I can't overstate the quality of the job that he did last year. We had a really young team again, but got devastated by injuries in a Canadian market. There's lots of frustration during the whole year. And he didn't show it in his play, and he didn't show it in the locker room inappropriately. He is, you know, one of the finest captains that I've ever had. His consistency on a daily basis, his ability to drive, the impact that he's had on our young players, our whole team, but our young players is invaluable for their development for the next 15 years. I mean, Nick Ehlers and Mark Scheifele and Kyle Connor get to play with him an awful lot. He drives himself so hard every day in practice, every game. As the coach, if you're bringing a young guy in, just play as hard as Blake does, and we're not going to have a problem. That's a fantastic opportunity. He has been, he's been fun to watch. You know, there are certain players that you have that have an impact not only on the room but on the coaching staff as well. You know, Ronnie Francis was like that. Matt Sundin's like that. Blake Wheeler's like that. You know, you come to the rink and you know that you got to do your job that day and be good and be on, because that's what he's coming with. Really great sounding board for me, has a real good understanding of the team, and he's able to talk like that and act like a captain every day because he doesn't have very many off nights, and when he's off, he still does other things to help us win, so he can still reach out in those stretches maybe where he's not scoring, even though there hasn't been many of them. He can still reach out to the entire room. So that's a long-winded answer, but far shorter than it should be to give you a good idea of how good he's been.